Allah Rabbul Izzah urges the Muslimin to emulate the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are to do exactly as he did, and never to desert the battlefield as long as he was fighting there. And the instruction also applies to all people until the day of Qiyamah. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There is a good example for you in the Messenger of Allah. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For those who have hopes to meet Allah and the last day. So look at the Messenger and see his perseverance under dire circumstances, despite the fact that most fear and worry was on his head. However, he still remained steadfast. Nabi Salsam was the best example for those who remember Allah abundantly, and therefore they ought to follow his footsteps in all matters, whether they are in motion or stationary, whether they are sitting or departing. They should learn to emulate his courage, his perseverance. And this verse alludes to the behavior of the munafiqun, who claim to be a mu'min, yet they fled from the battlefield and discouraged others from fighting. The claim of theirs was not supported by deeds that were worthy of note. In fact, they failed to uphold their words when circumstances threatened the welfare of their material possessions. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ. And when the believers saw the armies, they said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what Allah and His Messenger has promised, and Allah and His Messenger have spoken the truth. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. And they then increased in faith and submission. The promise of test in the Quran and the Hadith are true, and has been represented by the attack of the enemy. So they had perfect iman in this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. When the true Muslimin saw the combined forces of the unbelievers having surrounded them in the city of Medina from all sides, then instead of wavering or being demoralized, their sense of obedience and their conviction in the promises of Allah increased. And that is why they, it is said in the end of the verse, it increased them in their conviction and their submission. Increased them in their conviction and their submission. Min al-mu'mineen, Allah Rabbul Izzah then describes the believers, and he says that amongst the believers, of the believers are many men, rijalun sadaqu ma ahadu Allah alay. They have their true to the covenant that they made with Allah Rabbul Izzah. So the covenant that the hypocrites had made, that before that they had made a covenant with Allah, they did not turn on their feet, on their backs, and they broke this covenant and shamelessly fled from the battlefield. And in comparison to them, look at the believers who were resolute. They proved to be true to their covenant. In the face of the greatest hardship, they did not step back even a foot from defending Islam. They remained steadfast with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They remained steadfast like mountains to the word that they gave to Allah and His Messenger. And there are those amongst them who fulfill their responsibility by giving their life in jihad, like the martyrs of Badr, the martyrs of Uhud, the famous story of Anas bin Nadr radiallahu anhu, who sacrificed his life, and there are many other Muslimin who are waiting for their time. When would they be able to give their life in the cause of Allah? They were waiting for a battle when they could also acquire the status of martyrdom. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِّنَّ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا أَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. That they have fulfilled their obligation to Allah, Rabbul Izzah. فَمِنُوا مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُ. There are two groups. Some have fulfilled the obligation, others are waiting to fulfill it. So they are in that, they've made up their mind on the matter. Some have done it already, others are waiting to submit. Others are waiting to submit, subhanallah. This is the strength of belief. commentators have mentioned, and as we alluded to, Anas bin Malik, in fact it is Anas bin Nadhr, that he bitterly regretted his inability to participate in the Battle of Badr. And he addressed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, I was unable to participate in the first opportunity to fight the mushrikeen. If Allah affords us an opportunity to fight them, I shall show my mettle by throwing myself into the thick of the battle. And consequently, he participated in Uhud. And when the Muslims suffered a reversal in the battle, he supplicated and he said, Oh Allah, I apologize for what the mu'mineen have done, and I absolved myself from the kuffar. In saying this, he advanced into the lines of the enemies, and he passed by Sa'd bin Mu'az, who asked him where he was heading, and he said, by Allah, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah coming from the direction of Uhud. And then fought until he was martyred. And Anas bin Malik reports that Anas bin Nadhr's sister was the only one who recognized his body, because the kuffar had mutilated his body, severing the nose and the ears from his face, and she recognized him by his fingertips only. There were more than 80 sword, spear and arrow wounds on his body. Anas bin Malik says that they all believe that it was reference to people like this that Allah had revealed this verse, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. And some of the other Sahaba, the likes of Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you wish to see walking on the earth a person who has fulfilled his pledge, then look at Talha bin Ubaidullah. Though Hazrat Talha was not martyred during Uhud or Ahzab, he displayed astounding bravery during the Battle of Uhud. And when he acted as a human shield for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He stopped the arrows with his bare hands, because of which his hand became paralyzed, and he sustained more than 70 wounds in the battle, proving that he did not fail to respond to the call of martyrdom. And he lived on after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and was martyred during the Battle of Jamal in the 30th year after Hijrah. And you know, these were the outstanding individuals from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks in the subsequent verses about the reward that they will receive.